What is it that you're trying to say? Well, we're just going to have fun. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Well, one thing leads to another. We've talked about how Shaitan brings everything step by step by step. He doesn't just introduce you to the idea of worshiping other than Allah. He brings it by little steps, little steps, little steps to take you away from Allah. The prom. The prom is where people get all dressed up, okay, or dressed down, depending on showing off their bodies. They're not going to wear a hijab. Who's going to wear a hijab to a prom? Who? They're going to laugh at you if you wear it. Right? Come on. Listening to music. Very loud music. And of course they have to dance. If you go to a prom, you've got to dance. I mean, if you don't, it's like, ugh, what did you come for? And the food there may not be halal either. And in fact, they may have alcohol in some of the drinks. That's real popular amongst high school students for years, centuries maybe, I don't know, that they spike the punch. They put alcohol into the punch bowl and they put the kind of alcohol that you can't taste. And people get drunk and they think it's real funny. And then on the way home, they have car accidents, people get killed. You know how it works. And you did it all in the name of having a prom. SubhanAllah. Muslims have their own agenda. We can live in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. We have our way. Now you ask about dress code. The dress code in Islam is a very simple one. You don't have to wear a kufi to be a Muslim. Boys don't have to wear kufis. And girls don't have to wear hijab. They don't. As long as they don't go out in public. They don't. If you're at home, you don't wear it at home, do you? Why would you want to wear it at home? You didn't need to. But in the Catholic Church, the nuns have to wear theirs all the time, even when there's only women there, and they wear it from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, because it's a religious item. Whereas for the Muslim sisters, it's not sacred, it's not a religious item, it is a protection for you. It is something that Allah has commanded you to do, and you're obeying Allah. But it won't make you holy. If you wear it, it won't guarantee you're going to go to paradise. But if you don't wear it, you could get punished by Allah in this life and in the next life. The dress code for all the Muslims is the same. What is between your knees and your belly button, or your navel, must never be seen by anybody. That's always covered all the time, boys and girls. When boys are present, then girls have to cover more. But in front of other girls, the top part can be shown to other girls. It's not a problem. For instance, when the mother wants to nurse her baby, the girls can watch the mother nurse the baby. It's no problem. Nobody has a problem with this. But if some other people come over to visit, well, then obviously she now has to cover herself up because she shouldn't be seen by people that aren't forbidden to her. And then when she goes out, she covers even more because she needs to be recognized as the true believer that she is and not show off the shape of her body. So it's pretty simple. The colors, this is a matter of the society and the culture that she knows about and the style, etc. And there are many. So you can get a lot of information about this in more detail, but that's a general statement about the clothes. Television? The television. Many people ask me the question, is TV haram? The answer has to be no, because unless you have a proof, you can't say haram on anything. But I will tell you, I can say the television is not haram as long as you don't plug it in. Because most of the programming on there is not good. Most of the things on the television are not good. They violate some parts of Islam. Most of what I don't like about the television is the way it teaches children to disrespect their parents. Many of the programs that you watch on television show parents being stupid or put down, and the children are being very abusive toward each other and toward their parents. Examples, South Park, Beavis and Butthead, The Simpsons are very, very much against Islam. Your children should not be allowed to watch television that's broadcast over the air, but you could go to the library and check out videos that you approve of and let them watch that. Especially if you'd like to watch the animal programs and things along this line, they're free. You go to the library, you get what you want, you watch that, and then you're done. No commercials, because commercials can pop in and put horrible stuff in front of your children when you did least expected it. If you want the news, use the radio. It's updated more often than the television is, because in the TV they keep rerunning the same news over and over. But if something real late breaking, such as the earthquakes we just had, then that is going to be on the radio a lot quicker, especially on the weather radio. You can listen to that. But don't make the excuse, well, we have to have the TV on to catch the news or watch the sports. Because now we're going to come to another subject. You didn't ask me about this kind of game. You asked about video games. But I want to tell you about sports. Most Muslims will tell you all sports are okay, no problem. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged his companions to involve themselves and participate in activities to build their physical strength, and competition is fine. Is that true? Everybody, almost everybody I heard speak about this. In fact, I'm the only one who says anything negative. But I'm going to ask you a question. How much time are you spending with sports, and especially when you're watching it on TV? Did the companions get a television set and watch these sports, or did they participate? Because if you have memorized the names of all of the people on these teams, soccer teams, baseball teams, basketball teams, football teams, you know their names. You know their positions. You know who they used to play for. You know the coaches. You know the managers. If you know all of that, you're not the one playing out there. You're not involved in that at all. This is something just, what, historical value for you or what? This is not a sport. I'm talking about as a spectator. Now I'm going to ask you a question. How many of the names of the Sahabi do you know? How many of the scholars of Islam do you know? Where they were born? What did they do? But you know that about these sports players. You know where they were born. You know how old they are. But you don't know anything about the important things which can help you get to Jannah. The names of the companions of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The names of his wives. How many wives did he have? And why did he marry them? And what was their story? What were they known for? How many battles were there? What were the names of the battles? How long did they last? Who was killed there? What was achieved by these battles? What did we learn from those examples? How many surahs are there in the Quran? How many juz of the Quran have you memorized? You memorized all the names of all these teams. You memorized all of the places that they go, but you didn't memorize the Quran. And what will your excuse be on the Day of Judgment? What will you say? I can name all the players on the Broncos. Big deal. Also, there's a thing in Islam that's not good. We're seeing the people doing that today is celebrity worship. Anybody's famous, we're worshiping them. And you say, oh no, we don't pray to them. When you follow them, you're worshiping them. When you do what they do, when you want to copy what they do, when you want to follow what they do, you are worshiping them. You're following them in their way. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us about that, real clear. We have to be careful about that. You asked about video games. Some of the video games are okay. In fact, there's some that I like. But some of them are very much not okay. It's up to the parent to watch this and look at it and see. And if you see that the images on there are of humans, especially they're, you know, not dressed right or bad, or they're doing very evil things, killing each other, what is that? This is not something we want to encourage our children with. So you have to really use discretion. And sometimes it's easier to just say no all the way across the board than it is to say, well, you can watch some stuff, because what's going to happen is the children will take advantage of that real fast. They're going to figure out, oh, on this night when mom has to go somewhere, mom, can I watch just a certain kind of TV? Sure, go ahead. And then, oh, you're going, what are they going to do? Well, I can watch this too. Let me watch a little of this, a little of that. Shaitan comes to them, and when you come back, they've done a lot of stuff, and you're not going to know about it. When you come in the house, by the way, feel the back of the TV, and if it's hot, you already know the answer. You don't have to ask them. You don't have to say, did you watch TV? Just put your hand back there and go, mm-hmm. You're grounded, buddy. Music. I'm going to spend some time on this one. This is going to need a pretty big answer. First, before I begin, everything in Islam has limits. Because we have what's called halal and haram. That means there's limits. There are things that are permissible in Islam, and there are things which are not.